From Metziah, Perek Yud, Mishneh Gimel. Habayis v'aliyah shel shnayim shenoflu. The whole bayis v'aliyah that shaykh the two people fell in, fell down. Omar bal ho'aliyah le'bal habayis livnois. The Bala Aliyah says to Bala Bais, I want you to rebuild this way I can rebuild my Aliyah. It's two owners. Ruheni writes a livness. The guy on the bottom doesn't want to rebuild. Obviously, you can't build the second floor if the first floor is not built. So, what do you do? We see them as mishubodim to each other. And therefore, Hare Balu Aliyah Bainas Abayas, he builds downstairs Vidar Basaicha. You can live there. Achiyitin loy es yitzioisov. He has to give him the hoitzos of building the bottom, and with that he'll build the aliyah. That means that he has a right to force the Baal Habayis into rebuilding the house. What's the pshat? Since the Baal Habayis and the Baal Aliyah are two separate parties, we see them as mishubodim to each other. Since it's necessary to have the bayis for the aliyah, the bayis has a shibut to the aliyah. So we see the bayis as mishubot to the aliyah, therefore the Baal Aliyah has a claim on the bayis, insofar that provides him with the ability to live in the aliyah. The chiddush over here is that included in living in the aliyah is building the bayis in order to build the aliyah. Now, he's not mechuyev to build it gratis, so mamela he'll be able to live there for free until the Baal Habayis wants to pay him for it. That's the halacha here. The kneich, if you look in the Tosfos Yom Tov over here in the Rishonim, is the Baal Habayis meshubet to the aliyah, or the house is meshubet? What's the difference? What happens? The Baal Habayis is here. He says, I don't want to rebuild. You know what? I'll go. I have a summer home. I'll live there for the next 10 years. I don't care. I'm not rebuilding. If he's meshubet, so then Bez and Yordan Lenechosov, they'll take the money that's necessary to rebuild and finish. You don't need the Baal Aliyah to lay out the money and then live there and then have him pay the money, and then he'll rebuild Aliyah. Straightforward. Take the money from him. Build the bayis. The Baal Aliyah will build as Shaloi and finish. End of story. Others hold. Two shittas are brought over here. It's Yerushalmi. The Tosfos Yom Tov brings an arichus of both shittas. The Rishonim sum them on one side. The Tosfos with the Beis Yosef, with the Rashba. So one way of understanding it is that the Baal Habayis is not here. B'meila ain't bezin yardin l'nechosov, because ain't bezin yardin l'nechosov shalei b'fonov. Well, the way to force him over here is for the Baal Aliyah to lay out the money, and then the Baal Habayis will have to come around. On this time, no. The Baal Habayis is takanat b'chuyiv. The chiv over here, the shibur over here, is on the bayis, not on the Baal Habayis. He doesn't have a personal obligation to rebuild. His house is meshubit. Therefore, the Baal Aliyah can rebuild the house with an eye on having the Aliyah built, but not that you can take the money straight from the Baal Habayis. Those are the two shittas in the Rishonim. Lamaisa, that's all the first shita over here, the Tanakam. Reb Yehuda says different. Avzeh dor b'toich shol chaveroi, tzorich lahalis l'schar. The Baal Aliyah is living in the house of the Baal Habayis. He's going to have to pay money for him. Remember, what we're trying to do is we're trying to force the Baal Habayis to pay for the building of the bayis. This is where the Baal Aliyah could build his aliyah and go back to living where he's supposed to live. In Cain, the Baal Aliyah was living by the Baal Habayis these months or years until the Baal Habayis came around. Is he going to have to pay him rent? Is that a good etzah for the Baal Aliyah? Elo. Baal Aliyah, bainas habayis v'eso aliyah. Umekore eso aliyah. He builds both. He covers over the aliyah. He's yoshev babayis achiyit loy es yitzioisov. Here's a chap. If he builds the bayis in the aliyah, he no longer has any hano from living in the bayis. Why? He has an aliyah waiting, a fresh aliyah, newly rebuilt, waiting for him. He's not nene at all. All he's doing is he's living in the bayis as a way of pressuring the Baal Habayis. They both agree that the etza to pressure the Baal Habayis is only by living in the house. But if he's going to build just the bayis and wait for his expenses to be paid to him in order to rebuild the aliyah, he's going to have to pay rent because he's a nene. So better to build both and then have the expenses of the bayis paid to him, and like this he doesn't have to pay rent. Now, L'chayra, the simple way of explaining the machlokes, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, is a famous chakira that we learned about in Maseches Bava Kama called Zeh Nene V'Zeh L'Chos. It's a machlokes Amiroyim. What happens if Ruvain is using storage, Shimon's space. Shimon's not using it at all. Reuven being there doesn't cause Shimon any loss. There's no electricity being used. There's no wear and tear. Nothing. Zenana, Reuven is certainly Nana. He doesn't have to pay storage space. And Shimon is Loichasa. Do we say that the Nana is Mechayev payment or no? The Nana is only Mechayev. What do you care if Reuven's being Nana? That's Stoim. Where the etzem fact that Yen is being Nana is a problem. You care if Yen is being Nana, you don't forgive him. It's only if you're Chasa, so then you could charge him for the Hanah that he's having. Now, L'chay, that would be the simple way of explaining the Machloikas over here. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's only if the top floor is built where it's not Nana. So then he doesn't have to pay rent. But if the top floor is not built, the guy, the Baal HaBayis who didn't rebuild his house, he's not Chosar Al Yidei the fact that the Baal HaAliyah is living in his house. So Zenen is Alei Chosar. Why should you be Chayiv? So maybe the Tanna Kamma holds Bichayi Agabni, you don't pay rent. Zenen is Alei Chosar. It's Potter. Be a simple Tzushto. So the Gemara Lamais over here is Doichen. No. You could say that Bamisin, there is a chaser because there's a minimal amount of wear and tear. And when there's a minimal amount of wear and tear, according to Rav Rubam of Rishonim, the whole Hanah has to be paid. Once there's a little bit of chaser, we see Reuven as being mechaser Shimon's house, then Reuven has to pay for the whole Hanah. Alternatively, the Gemara says that we could say that even according to the Tanna Kamma, Zenen of Zele chaser is chayiv. But over here, since it's a Bazundu Rishibud, he can't charge him for the Etzim being Nana. So Memela, the fact that the Baal Ali is living by the Baal Bayis, even without building, you can't charge him for it. The Baal HaBayis, the Bayis, is Meshubud to the Baal Ali until he builds. So you can take this Machlekes either way. That's the Cheshbon, the Gemara over here. Not over here. It's the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Dav Chof HaMeveis, the Gemara that we just mentioned. Mishneh Dal, V'chein Beis Habad Shubonim B'Selah. A Beis Habad is a press where they make oil. It's built into, it's carved into a cave. Sela over here means a rock, but it means a cave that's in the nook of a mountain. V'gino achas al gabov. On top of the press, on top of the cave, there's a gino that's shayach to somebody who has property on the mountain. V'nivcheis. The roof of the Ma'ara sags in. And the one who owns the property below in the cave, the Baal Habad, doesn't want to fix the roof of the cave. And therefore the Gino is rendered inoperable. Hare Baal HaGino Yerid V'Zareh L'Mato. He could plant in the cave, for whatever that's worth. Atshe Yaseh L'Beis Bado Kippin. Until he puts up something that'll hold up the roof of the gag of his gina, we see them also as Meshubadim Zelaza. Same type of din. This type of din, the Mishnah brings another example. Akoisel v'ilon shenoflu shusaram v'ziku. A wall or a tree falls in. There's a property, there's a wall that's old, or more common by us in our society, is there's a rain, there's a storm, and a tree falls into the street. V'ziku writes, so right away you call an electric company, they have to remove it because it always hits wires and there's a blackout in the neighborhood. L'maisa, it fell down in Rishus HaRabim, it causes hezek. Daloch is potter. The fact that a wall or a tree fell down doesn't render the Baal HaKoisel, the Baal HaIlon, a mazik, is an oinus. However, nosnu loy zman loketz ha'se'ilon v'lister ha'se'akoisel, if they gave him time, The wall was already leaning dangerously, the tree was already in danger, and whoever it is, the authorities, the local authorities gave him, the Bezdin, already gave him a warning. V'noflu, b'toich hazman, potter, they told him in 30 days from now, they assess the situation, and they say within 30 days it has to come down. So if it's within 30 days, ma'havale l'mebat, he's vayter anoynis. If it's la'ach hazman, he's chayiv, that's a pshia, and that pshia renders it momen amazik. This Mishnah is really out of place over here. It's dealing with halachos of mazik, but it's just agav, things falling in and being responsible. The Mishnah lists this also. The Gemara in the Bava Kamma Davov makes a big esek out of this last shtickle of the Mishnah. What exactly is the mechayiv? Let's say the fellow was warned that his tree is about to collapse, about to fall over, and he doesn't deal with it, and it falls into the street, smashes a few cars. What's exactly is the mechayev? Odom amazik? He didn't do it with his hand. Elamayit, his thing that was mazik. What is it? The Gemara says that it's a combination of eish and bor. You have to learn it out from a tzira for both. Shalos whether it has dinim of eish and bor. That's part of the sugi and bava kam davov. Hakoysel ve'ilon shenoflu after the hasro, but clearly over there the Gemara learns it out as a form of eish. Why is it eish? Because eish is anything, any natural force which you're negligent on. It was here. You're allowed to have it. The etzem making the having a tree there is fine. It's just when it gets out of hand, you have to put it out. You have to take it down. So an eish, it's nothing wrong with making a campfire, but you have to put it out when you're done or protect it. So over here also, this is something that was okay having, but lemaisa, it's now run its course. It has to be put down. The not putting it down would be mechayiv and mevesh, but the Gemara makes it serious over there that this it's not exactly like eish. You need to learn it out from eish and shor and bor together. Ayin shom bava kamadav bava mevesh.